right then. Let's take and turn to the book of Romans this evening, Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, I'd like to continue our little series on great men. Jeremiah made the request in Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 5, get me up to the great men. And we've been noting some great men from our missionary history. And this evening, I'd like to look at the life of a man by the name of C.T. Studd. C.T. Studd. And note here in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, this verse pretty much sums up this man's life. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Let's bow for prayer. O God in heaven, we're so thankful once again to sing your praises and to be reminded that you are a God-saving Saviour. We ask and pray if there are some in our midst that have yet to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Saviour, may this be the day of conversion, we pray. And Lord God, for those of us that know you personally, I pray that you will minister to our hearts once again in and through your precious word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Note here in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, the little phrase, present your bodies a living sacrifice. God delights in living sacrifices, not dead sacrifices. But the problem with a living sacrifice is that it can potentially crawl off the altar. But that wasn't true of C.T. Studd. He was truly an example of one that presented himself as a living sacrifice unto God. So far, we've noted some great men in our little missionary banner. And here, C.T. Studd is a wonderful man of God. Last but not least, I should say, we've noted the life of David Livingstone, missionary to Africa. A man that was willing to go into the heart of Africa with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he so loved the people. The people of Africa were so convinced of his love for them. They unsurgically, removed his heart and kept his heart within the nation of Africa. He had a heart for people. And then we noted the life of J. Hudson Taylor, a man of great faith, missionary to China. Upon his promotion to glory, no less than 800 missionaries were serving the Lord Jesus Christ through the Chinese Inland Mission. We noted the life of William Carey, a missionary to India, known the father of modern missions. He was given that title because William Carey was the missionary or the first foreign missionary that opened up the eyes of the Christian community and propagated the fact that we need to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It is our responsibility. And that's why William Carey was known as the father of foreign missions. And we also noted the life of Adoniram Judson, missionary to Burma, a man that endured great suffering for the cause of Jesus Christ. Two of his wives stepped into eternity during his life. Two of his children stepped into eternity during the course of his life. He was beaten and suffered physically for the sake of the gospel. And yet it would seem there was little fruit from his ministry. But not long after Mr. Johnson was promoted to glory, Many, many people testified of receiving Jesus Christ in and through his ministry. So we noted the fact that Mr. Judson, church family, was a man of faithfulness. He was prepared to endure. William Carey, a visionary. J. Hudson Taylor, faith. David Livingston, a heart for people. What about C.T. Studd? Well, I like to sum up C.T. Studd with that word, sacrifice. Sacrifice. C.T. Studd was born in 1860, and he was promoted to glory in 1931. C.T. Studd came from a very wealthy Christian family in England. His parents were involved in the tea plantation industry. Extremely wealthy, successful family. He studied law at Cambridge University. And not only was he wealthy, intelligent, but also he was very talented. C.T. Studd was an outstanding cricketer that went on to play for England. In 1881, he was named Cricketer of the Year in all of England. He was an outstanding athlete that literally brought people to their feet as they watched him play. He played against Australia in 1882, which is quite interesting, in the first Ashes, which was the ninth test between these two great countries. Now, depending on who you read, some say that Australia won that first Ashes test, but others say that England won that first Ashes test. I tend to think it was England that won that first Ashes test. So Mr. C.T. Studd had the world at his feet. He was wealthy, he was educated, he was famous. And yet it was the will of God for this man to become a missionary. And C.T. Studd was truly a living sacrifice. The Apostle Paul writes here in Romans 12:1, I beseech you. That word beseech is a very strong word, church family. It means to beg. To beg. I beseech you. How sad it is that God's servants have to, from time to time, beg you and I as his people to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. So the Apostle Paul, as he writes to the believers here at Rome, he said, I beseech you, I beg you, brethren, by the mercies of God, because of the mercies of God, because we are converted, we are saved by the mercy of God, because of our salvation, I beseech you to present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is reasonable. It's our reasonable service. It's holy and it's acceptable unto God. It's the least we can do. And C.T. Studd, in spite of his great wealth, education, and fame, it was the will of God for this man to become a missionary, a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. C.T. Studd surrendered his wealth and a career as an international cricket player in order to preach the gospel. He went on and preached the gospel in China, and then from China he preached the gospel in India, and then from India, last but not least, he preached the gospel in Africa. What a wonderful man of God. Now, what changed C.T. Studd's life that caused him to become a missionary? Wealthy, famous, well-educated. What changed his life? Well, during his cricketing career, his brother George, who was a devoted, sincere Christian, not like C.T. Studd. C.T. Studd was not where he should have been spiritually. But his brother George was a committed Christian. And George became very ill. And as a result, he eventually stepped into eternity. And this made a real impact on C.T. Studd. He could see that there was more to life than just popularity, wealth, and sport. providentially D.L. Moody, an evangelist from America. Around this time was in Great Britain. And C.T. Studd had a desire to go and hear him preach. Well, he did hear him preach as a backslidden Christian. And he was convicted by the very fact that he had never won one soul to Jesus Christ. And after hearing D.L. Moody preach, he was spiritually revived, and he determined that I'm going to win souls to Jesus Christ. And after winning his first soul to Jesus Christ, C.T. Studd said, "There is no greater pleasure in this life than to lead a person to Jesus Christ." And this had a wonderful effect upon his life. And as a result, C.T. Studd surrendered to the mission field. He surrendered to the mission field of China. See, while he was at Cambridge University, he had this personal revival. And there were six other classmates that were also interested in going to China as a missionary. So with C.T. Studd, six of his college colleagues visited J. Hudson Taylor while he was in England. And as a result, they were accepted by the Chinese Inland Mission, and they left for China on the 5th of February, 1885. C.T. Studd was determined to follow through on how God had led him to surrender fully to the mission field. C.T. Studd was a living sacrifice. And church family, this evening I'd like to exhort you concerning the importance that God beseeches you and I to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. It's our most reasonable service because we've been saved by the mercy of God. We are not our own. We've been purchased with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. C.T. Studd had wealth, he had fame. He was well educated, but yet at the end of the day, he could see that what could possibly matter more than the eternal souls of men, women, and children. C.T. Studd was criticized heavily. He was told that you're wasting your life in becoming a missionary. Unfortunately, even his own family turned on him and questioned his sincerity and questioned his determination to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. But C.T. Studd was so determined not to be distracted from serving the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, he received a large inheritance at the age of 25. And he was so determined to not allow anything to distract him from serving Jesus Christ, he gave that full inheritance away. In today's terms, it would have been worth millions of dollars. And he chose five main missionary organizations and divided the monies between them and gave it, yes, gave it all away to the cause of Jesus Christ. He was determined to live by faith. From China, C.T. Studd went on as a missionary to India, where D.L. Moody wanted to start a work. There he ministered for 6 years faithfully there in the southern parts of India, until his asthma got so bad that he had to return to England. So C.T. Studd returned to England in 1906 in order to take care of his health. And he determined, "I'm going to continue to serve the Lord, but it looks like I'm serving the Lord here in England from here on. And I can't be that missionary now," said C.T. Studd, "but I can encourage others to take my place and be that witness for Jesus Christ." So C.T. Studd determined to spend the rest of his life in England, winning souls to Christ and challenging young men and women to take his place on the mission field. Oh, the Bible is so true when it reads, "Our ways are not his ways." Even though sometimes our ways might not be sinful or rebellious. And certainly C.T. Studd was not being sinful or rebellious. But his health on paper would not allow him to continue to be a missionary. But God was at work in his life. And in 1908, 2 years later, he heard a missionary plead for laborers for Africa. C.T. Studd was challenged afresh and said, "I will go. I will go. I'll be that missionary." But what about his health? He consulted with his doctor, and his doctor said, "If you go to Africa, Mr. Studd, you will not last any more than 6 months." This was a discouragement for him. So what did C.T. Studd do? He obeyed God. He obeyed God. He said to himself, "If God can take care of me, if God can take care of me for all of those years in China, and then 6 years in India, surely God can take care of me in Africa." C.T. Studd served the Lord Jesus Christ there in the Dominion Republic of the Congo for 18 years. A little bit over 6 months, I should say. At the age of 50, this man set out on this on his greatest missionary work, and God used him mightily. He started many churches in different areas. One particular church had no less than 1,500 people that attended that service. And it was estimated, church family, that within the 18 years there in Africa, he planted no less than 200 local churches. He lived very simply. God used him mightily. 15 years in China, 6 years in India, 18 years in Africa. C.T. Studd, my favorite missionary, a living sacrifice. He lived very simply. He had no savings. He gave it all away. In fact, as he was getting old and frail, one of his daughters, who spent most of her life in England, decided to visit her father in Africa. Her father was in poor health and literally standing at the door of eternity. Upon her arrival, he was so pleased to see her that he looked around his little hut to see if he could find something to give to his daughter. And he came back to his daughter with his eyes full of tears and said, "My dear, I'm so sorry. I have nothing to give you. I've given everything to God." C.T. Studd was a living sacrifice. God used that in the life of his daughter, by the way. She'd become very bitter and angry with her father that had given his life fully, let alone his wealth, away. But God used this to stir the heart of his own daughter, and she could see what Christianity was really all about in the life of her father. C.T. Studd was a man that was a living sacrifice. Church family, we often sing that hymn, "All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give." That is C.T. Studd. "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." So when I think of C.T. Studd, I think of surrender. I think of an individual that was fully surrendered to Jesus Christ. What about you? Does God have the key, or should I say the keys, to every room in your house, in your life? C.T. Studd was a man that was fully surrendered. He gave his life fully to Jesus Christ. He was prepared to preach the gospel in China, India, Africa. And at the end of the day, he had very little. But yet he was truly an example of Hebrews 13:5. A man that was content with such things as he had. "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also do it." And just as well, C.T. Studd was prepared to obey God. Against his own doctor's recommendation, he obeyed God and lived beyond 6 months, lived on 18 years, and planted no less than 200 churches in Africa. Let me close with Matthew chapter 6, please, verse number 12. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse number 12. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 12. Matthew chapter 6. Pardon me, verse number 20, not verse number 12. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 20. "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." And note then verse 21, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." What do you value? What do you treasure? Well, there's no doubt that C.T. Studd valued the souls of men. He valued serving his Lord and his Savior. And he was willing to give literally away all of his wealth, set aside fame, education, to serve his Savior, Jesus Christ. He was laying up treasure in heaven. C.T. Studd was a great man of God. And I'd like to exhort you, church family, this evening to present your body a living sacrifice. It will not be a mistake, because you will reap eternal rewards. These men were great men. David Livingstone, J. Hudson Taylor, William Carey, Adoniram Judson, C.T. Studd. These were great men. But they were just men. They weren't supernatural. They were just men. They were used mightily because they were prepared to just surrender their lives fully to Jesus Christ. And that's my encouragement to you and I this evening, that we would surrender our lives afresh to Jesus Christ. What made them great? It was their surrender, their commitment to Jesus Christ. They believed this book, the Holy Bible. They took seriously the charge of the great Apostle Paul. "I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, that is reasonable unto God." May God take our lives and use us for His glory in the coming days. Let's bow for prayer.